Welcome to the Reimagined Podcast.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in to the Reimagined Podcast. I'm your host, Nico Gentili, and I just want to say thank you for joining us. If you haven't subscribed, hit the button below, subscribe. We got a lot more coming your way. Today, I just wanted to talk about the introduction of the Reimagined Podcast, why I chose to start it, why I maybe hesitated for a while to start a podcast. I just thought it was really relevant to maybe talk about that a little bit here today. The podcast space is really impacted today. I feel like I'm a big podcaster, get a lot of information, probably too much, which could be a double-edged sword. But the ones that I've obviously vetted and follow consistently have really added a tremendous amount of value to my life. And I hope to do the same through my podcast and my guests and professionals I bring on. So my journey started probably high school, mainly through college with entrepreneurship. My first job in college was working the graveyard shift at 24 Hour Fitness in Pacific Beach while attending the University of San Diego. And I chose the graveyard shift because, one, that's your entry-level position, and it was an opportunity where I can work very early in the mornings, go to school full-time, and then do my real estate internship at night. So yeah, that was the start of the journey. I got licensed when I was 18, so that was the whole focus of real estate and the big picture plan I had deep down. But most of my early college days actually were more heavily involved in the fitness space. So my start of my fitness journey started in high school, being kind of the scrawniest kid on the basketball court, to saying, man, I'm 5'6" at the time, 120 pounds, choosing to wrestle and play basketball. The only way I'm going to be able to play or potentially get to that starting position is to outwork and get stronger or quicker than the competition. So I can't change my height, change a little bit of my weight, but not my structure. So that's what I leaned into, and that started the fitness journey. So the front desk position was a great opportunity that led quickly into getting part of the sales team, selling memberships and gym subscriptions, as which they did at 24 Hour Fitness, where you can sign up and buy in bulk. These trainers have their own schedule similar to real estate, and they get paid X amount per hour. So I got licensed. I got an ISSA license, NASM license, or certification. And I started personal training. I got really into it, did really well, built up my book of business, super flexible while still doing that internship for real estate. And then what I noticed was through 24 Hour Fitness, I was giving a huge percentage of my hourly rate of training to the gym. And so I had a house I rented with some roommates in La Jolla, turned the 3-car garage, invested all of my money I had cash wise into fitness equipment, and started training my clients out of my house and keeping 100% of profit. So that was the start of my entrepreneurial career. The best advice my grandfather told me before he passed, which I was super young, was to invest in yourself. And that's why he invested in me before he passed. He left myself and my siblings 2 years through college, where we had to pay the last 2 years. And I thought that was a brilliant idea of how you can maybe raise your children to incentivize them. Hey, I'm going to give you a leeway on the first 2 years. You have to finish out the last two for college. So I just reinvested back in self. But I was super self-aware. And I think that's something entrepreneurs have to be of. I could have kept the path in San Diego, making 150 to 200 per hour, training multiple people at a time, or maybe cramming in from 4 a.m. till 10 a.m. and getting by and, you know, just living what most people would consider down there, the dream of making cash, you know, going surfing, going out, beautiful people there, beautiful place. But I kind of saw the big picture. The big picture was, man, there's people in their 40s still personal training, which nothing against that. Just not the journey I had ahead. So I just totally exited and said, I need to double down on real estate. So ultimately, I gave up probably making over 100K just in that space a year to fully submersing myself in a salary position, very entry level in the real estate space. And my real estate journey, like I described a little bit of beforehand, was licensed at 18, worked for, interned for a lot of different investors. My first one during the 2009, 2010 was at a Del Mar for an investor, buying a ton of houses out of Las Vegas. At that time, really didn't know what I was doing. It was just like, hey, buy anything and everything you can find. And, you know, 40, 50,000, this is in, you know, the Henderson, Summerlin area of Las Vegas, and probably helped him acquire probably 80 to 100 houses. and in a short amount of time, those started to obviously really appreciate in price. And that was a good experience, but I was so young, I really actually didn't even know what I was doing. It was more of just, hey, get exposed to anything and everything. From there, I wanted bigger, like I kind of always envisioned. And I leveraged my training clients, who was a well-known doctor in town, to get me in front of some of his real estate professionals. So key takeaway there is, you know, networking is huge. Don't be scared to ask that question for the opportunity. You have to go prove yourself, but don't be scared to ask for that opportunity. So I asked him to get me in front of all his very wealthy real estate people he knew, that he was a dermatologist. And he got me two interviews. One interview I will never forget because it was a commercial broker, very successful at a La Jolla. And he's like, kid, I'm only sitting down with you because my doctor speaks super highly of you. Otherwise, I would have declined this. And he just ripped me apart for having social media. So since then, I really haven't had a personal social media page, which we're in 2024. And if I were to see that guy again, I'd be like, well, look what the world's done since you just totally ripped me to shreds for having a personal page and saying that this isn't accepted in your workplace. So welcome to 2024, buddy. But anyhow, that was a good learning experience, you know, because in high school, like most, you know, I had that kind of moments where you're following trends. So I had the earrings in a little different of a style, not so professional, and really kind of checked me, you know, never put the earrings back in since then, which is a story in itself. Yeah, so the second interview was with a development company called Garden Communities. They compete with the Irvine Company out of Los Angeles and had a very good integrated opportunity there. I started as a leasing agent within their apartments. I then was a leasing manager. Leasing manager went to construction side, and these are all like 6 month increments or 3 to 6 months. Went into the construction side, punching out the apartments that they were building, to working with the GCs to run subs. And then I ended the last 6 months with that company with forward planning. So going down to the, you know, the county or city and getting plans approved for future projects. And that was awesome. But what I recognized again there, similar to my entrepreneur journey in the fitness world, was this is a huge organization and I'm a small fish in a big pond and I will never have equity in this company. Now, it took me 2 years to get to that point of realizing that there wasn't going to be an equity opportunity. And at this point, I really built up the salary I was making. And I was really conflicted on, do I give up this 150, 175K salary, just graduate or just about to graduate college? And then, you know, I'm a believer and I think God just had a different path for me. And, I'll never forget the moment, but I'm gonna get a little vulnerable now, but, I get a call from my aunt as I'm heading into finals my senior year. And, I remember just sitting on the stairs in my house in La Jolla, and she told me my dad passed away. So, you know, God's plan was, hey, you know, get home, get the family affairs in order, decided to move back, to Fresno, which my father told me to never do, but I always knew I would eventually, just not that quick. And I was lost, you know, at that point, losing a father in your 20s, you're just like, totally like, where do I even start from here? So yeah, it got dark, but it was all a blur, and that blur led to, you know, either keep sitting here and maybe have a little pity, which you're entitled to upon a loss of your father, or hey, light that fire up and let's get going. So with that being said, you know, that fire that has always been inside me, you know, it probably dulled at that moment and got even duller. You know, I reached out to family. I was a real estate major, minor in marketing. And I reached out to a family relative that did real estate literally a week after my father passed. And I was like, hey, I'm finishing up college. What do I do? You know, need some guidance here, right? You know, which most people do. And that's what I'm trying to get through on this podcast, of maybe being a resource or a thought process that maybe people can think differently or have some hope of. But he said, to ever think you'll do what I do, think again. And he did real estate. And I was like, wow, okay, I'm going to show you wrong. So, you know, that's where the full double down started for me in real estate. I had to be aware of my surroundings. So my surroundings were, I was back in the Valley, came, you know, from a past 2 years of doing multifamily development to, hey, back in the Valley, and our Valley supports a lot of ag. Went to school with a lot of ag guys, meaning their parents did ag. So I was like, hey, all right, we're going to start another path. It still, you know, has involvement of real estate, but let's get involved in some agricultural opportunities. So I reached out to all the parents of the kids I went to high school with, eventually landed one, was a short-term position, then landed a larger one for one of my, closest friends today, who's probably one of the largest singly owned, vertically operated, highly focused in almonds, person in the Valley. And he's been a big influence in my life, teaching me a lot of stuff, very difficult to work for, but I say that in all the utmost respect. But it taught me a lot. But I was willing to learn and not focus on the earn. And I think that's where people get conflicted. You know, I went back to making like the minimum salary. I had to ask the silliest questions, being a city boy with Chelsea boots and skinny jeans, in a farming operation originally at a Chowchilla. I started at their original office. Then they ended up buying the Godchalks building at a Madera and much fancier office. But I just had to start green, just like I've done in the fitness journey, in the real estate multifamily space, and now in the ag space, where, you know, he hired me on as the assistant CFO for whatever that title's worth. Then I went into the nursery, the processing plant, the holer, and then where probably have built the most amount of knowledge and had the most amount of interest was investor relations. So that taught me how to get prepared to present deals and look people in the eyes when I'm pitching multi-million dollar deals at the young age of 20, and have confidence in what I'm delivering. But that 3-year journey in ag, without all those experience, I wouldn't have the grit, the knowledge, the expertise that I have today. And so I was willing to learn. I was willing to be self-aware to the trueness of what the journey looked like for me. And now we're sitting here today. So that exit of the farming operation was in 2015. And I'll touch a little bit on that story because it's relevant to my exit from there. My exit from there real quickly was, again, at the 3-year mark, I started to identify family-owned operation, great family, never have equity, already had a future wife, so my fiance at that time, and I wasn't going to marry his daughter is what I was getting to. So you either marry into ag or you're born into ag. I'm not going to have those two happen. So I just had to figure out, how do I create opportunity for myself? So the deals that I was getting called on for my boss at that time to purchase, he was passing on, and I had my broker's license at that time. I got it at 22. So 18, real estate license, broker license, 22, never practiced, never hung it. But then I just identified like, hey, these deals he's passing on, I can transact them. I have the license. I just don't have the knowledge. But what is it? Some paperwork I have to fill out. So I started hunting deals. Obviously, I'm big about communication. I asked him, hey, do you mind if I go after the deals you pass on? He said, yeah, just not on my dime. So I started doing that. And surely enough, within a short amount of 3 to 6 months, I pieced together a bunch of 20-acre pieces, got the listing agreement, got the buyer, double-ended it, made over 100K within like 3 to 6 months. Still have that picture. Boom. Hopefully my producer, Matt, will put that in there. And he's like, awesome. Well, I came back to him. I was like, look what I did. He's like, awesome. You're fired. I was like, what? He's like, spread your wings. You're going to have to fly. You know, like you are going to do way more than you think you can do. And I'll never forget that. You know, I appreciate him for kicking me out because it probably would have taken me a little bit longer for me to exit. And I just had to go figure it out. So I was just like, hey, I'm going to prove myself that I can produce now. Thought I was just going to sell ag real estate. That shortly ended up being transitioned to the high-end luxury space of selling high-end luxury real estate on the residential side. And today, you know, from 2016 to today, we're sitting here in 2024. I have a real estate brokerage built out about 85 agents. We have about, you know, 10 employees spread beyond our different organizations. We have a commercial, ag, and residential division. We have a flipping company called GRE Imagine. And I have a rental portfolio of multifamily, residential, and I'm actually an active farmer. So I was able to achieve that dream of being a farmer, owning my own land and farming some crops with some myself, some with partners. And it's been a great journey. I wouldn't be here today without my lovely wife. I got two kids. Two daughters. That's my pride and joy. And my wife really supported me along the way of different thought processes. And I'm building these different organizations and trying to raise capital and put in the hard work and efforts towards my business. And she's an entrepreneur as well. So it wasn't like she was just sitting on the couch with me on. She was running her own business. So yeah, it's been fun. But you know, of losing to my father in my 20s, you don't have that person. And most entrepreneurs actually don't have this where there's that person patting you on the back saying, attaboy, or the person that picks you up when you're down or make mistakes, or the person you lean on in those given days. You're just here by yourself, you know, kind of going with that gut instinct. I didn't love reading at that time. I didn't really understand history. I'm a big history guy now, big reader. But podcasts really got to me. And that's what's really pushed me in this space to deliver the Reimagine podcast is I've gotten so much content and little takeaways from the Alex Hormozis, Ryan Padena, Brian Decker, Ed Milet. The list goes on and on. And I share it with my team, even just one small takeaway. I've learned to multitask every morning that I wake up and work out in my home gym. Started that when I had my first child. It's not music, it's a podcast. And I'm, you know, obviously doing a very high frequency activity with a low one, which is obviously focusing on my workouts. But then I got this background noise that if I can have one takeaway in each given day, it really gets that mindset going each and every day. And it's been a huge impact on my life. So not only that, combined with my desire to network, I've always been motivated to hear other people's stories of how they got started. You know, this is history, and history usually repeats itself. Is we got guests on here as CJ Wilson, former MLB-er. We have Nick with Sam's Deli, entrepreneur. Vache, Linda, so many more. You know, we're going to have, you know, ex-military, medical professionals, Olympians. So it's just my network I want to be able to share because these are people that I've worked my whole life to get in front of. And I want to be able to share that with the world and pay it forward that others can hear their stories as well for free. And hopefully it will motivate you and turn you in that direction, or hopefully allow you to see your journey ahead, as sometimes the journey is unclear, uncertain. And it was for me, but you always have to have that belief. And I feel like true entrepreneurs like myself, you always have that fire inside, and don't let the noise or the distractions from the outside, let that fire dim, or go away. Always hold true to that. And so I hope the introduction to a little bit about my life history, will help guide you and interest you in my podcast journey for wherever it goes. Not sure where it's going to go, but, I hope you can enjoy. I hope you can take it away. You can have some takeaways that hopefully kind of impact your life or mindset in that given day. And we want to see you guys interact. So for those who have interest in certain topics or individuals, go ahead and send us a DM, leave a comment, and we hope you guys enjoy. Thanks for tuning in.